Hello, I'm Katla Khomsomi, and this is Masterclass. Knowing your personal identity is integral to your growth and development. What exactly is this and how might it help you at work and in your career? Today, we have Naledi Shwenyane and Gordon Cook of Vega Brand School to guide us through this topic. Guys, welcome to Masterclass.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we're talking about personal branding. And a lot of the times when we talk about branding, we think of countries, we think of companies, but never often do we think of ourselves. What exactly is personal branding? Gordon?
Well, I think that's really taking the principles of brand building in a commercial sense,
right,
and applying it to a far more complex brand. I mean, you're a lot more complex than Dove soap.
That's true.
So, but some of the principles really do apply, and I think we can learn from those principles to make ourselves have our own individual identity.
Mm. Why is it important for people to have personal branding or to even to think of their personal brands?
I think that when you encounter with people, the first thing that sticks is, you know, first impression. So when you step up to someone and you introduce yourself, hi, my name is, that's you selling your brand. You know, it starts with your name, you know, and you carry yourself as a package, you know, so I feel that then is important to own that and know it, you know, because at the end of the day, if you are not clear on your stance on who you are, I feel like you'll flop in your way about life.
Mm. But if I'm just a shelf packer at a Pick and Pay, why is it important for me to even think about brand identity? Isn't it only just for celebrities?
No, definitely not. And I think celebrities are some of the more iffy brands, to be honest. But because of the issue of authenticity, I think one of the real lessons of building a decent brand is it has to be authentic.
That's true.
To the product, or in this case, to the person.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the final consequence of a brand is reputation. And we all know in our lives, no matter where you are, our reputation is really precious to us. And maybe that's at the end, that's all we really have.
Mm.
So, yeah, it is important.
It really is. Mm. Talking about reputation, does social media play a big part in personal branding, especially now lately? A lot of young people, whether in high school or varsity, will post whatever they post, not thinking that it could affect them with whatever careers they choose to take later on in life. How much does social media play in terms of personal branding?
In the long run, what I've noticed is, you know, sometimes we, you know, the young can be careless in what they post, you know, thinking it's just for the now.
Yeah.
But it does have a lasting effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look back at what it is that you're posting, or, you know, if you have a future employer that may, you know, look at, you know, your archives, you may not think it says a lot about you, but it really does, you know, in eyes from, you know, the outside looking in, you know, it may, I don't know, people that as well with the lasting impression, you know, then that's where it comes into play as well, because then you're hiding behind, you know, social media, and it's not really, you know,
who you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
It speaks back to authenticity. Mm-hmm. Gordon, can you just give us maybe a few pointers that one would have to look at when considering putting together what their personal branding is? What are the tick boxes?
Yes, and I think the tick boxes all add up to a concept of a brand identity development plan, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that plan would include the difficult question, so what do I believe my purpose is? What are my values or your values? These are hard things to delve into, but that is part of building a brand. What value do I believe I'm going to add to other people, to my work, community? That's part of brand. In other words, the social sort of contribution. Do I have a sense of my personality? And it's a moving thing, but there is sort of a central set of traits, and we need to know, well, that's really me, and I must play to my strengths, not try and be Beyonce.
Yes.
And then to think of, Naledi mentioned package, and of course, literally we do have levels of packaging. You have an extra one, you beautiful ladies, which is cosmetic, and your clothes, and are they really matching who I believe I am? And I think there often we can lose the plot. We dress like some American celeb, but that's not us. So these are sort of elements to be considered in a brand identity.
You mentioned dressing like American celebs and that not being us. Cultural identity.
Yeah.
When we talk about cultural identity, what exactly are we touching on?
Cultural identity, I think, is an element that influences, you know, personal identity. So you take certain things from whichever culture you belong to. So I'm Tswana, you know, so there's certain customs that you are taught at home, you know, when growing up. And not even just cultural, I think just, you know, basic morals, you know, from home, you know, saying please and thank you. Things as simple as that, you know, so when you take those things into effect and you look at how that comes through your personal identity, how you act in the workplace, you know, how you then interact with other people, how you carry yourself, also comes from your grounding from home, you know, your roots, your heritage, you know, that also, you know, has a major influence on the outcome, which is, you know, then the personal, the self.
Gordon, you want to expand
on
that?
Yes, I think that's an extremely important issue, and that is part of your brand identity plan. Because after all, we all have our own stories. Your story, no one else in the world has. And those stories are affected by your culture and your traditions. And because they are unique to you, that is something to celebrate, because that's really part of the essence of who you are. And we've had this whole hair debate. And I think that also links to, let's celebrate who we are. And I think the young South Africans today are extraordinary people of getting back to and starting to decolonize, to use the N-word, ourselves from American culture.
Yes. How does one pair up their personal identity with the workplace that they're going into? Is it important to look at a company and say, that does really not match up or resonate with who I am, therefore I won't even go there? Or does it even matter?
An extraordinarily important question. And of course, when you're young and you need a job, you know, to start now debating ethical and moral issues is rather difficult. But you're absolutely right. One tries to be a successful brand as a person, if you will, to always have alignment with who you are. So this company, what are their values, purpose? Can I not compromise myself too much by being part of that? And if you feel I will have to, and of course women have other areas of compromise, and if I feel I've got to compromise, then no, I won't do that. The same with one's partner. You know, there's got to be an alignment. Otherwise, your brand is under pressure.
That's a very interesting point. So even the people you associate with need to be aligned with who you are.
Yes. Because the way in which you can tap into what it is that they're doing, what the company stands for, you know, what your job description is in the workplace, if it compromises on, you know, your belief systems, your ideals, you know, your values, your morals, I feel you can get lost a bit, you know, and then you become complacent or you become unhappy, you know, and, you know, sometimes you'll find things, you know, elements in the workplace that make you unhappy, but sometimes it just comes back to, this does not align with who I am.
Who I am. In wrapping up, what words of advice would we give to young people out there in terms of identifying who they are, putting together that brand identity strategy and keeping to it? Gordon?
Well, one way I think definitely is to try and find a mentor, someone who's older, had more experience, that you're comfortable with, and you ask them if you could spend some time once a month or twice a month just to talk about life and where you're going. That's one way. The other way, the extraordinary entrepreneurs, as you showing on your program, like Naledi, who also offers opportunities to young people, and to coach them and to a degree mentor them into being who they really are and for them to embrace that. So I think going on to these courses, finding a mentor are two practical ideas.
Perfect. Naledi, last words?
My last words are know who you are. You know, don't be afraid to kind of delve into yourself, dig deep, ask yourself the tough questions and start to unpack and peel off the layers, you know, until you get to your core of your inner being.
Of who you are. Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. It's been very insightful. And I know a lot of our viewers at home have really learned a lot. So thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
And that was Naledi and Gordon telling us all about branding yourself as an individual. Thank you for joining us right here at Masterclass. From myself and the rest of the team, goodbye.